You're listening to the Exhibit Report Podcast, episode number 9. The Exhibit Report Podcast is your source for insights, tips, and ideas on how to increase revenue by marketing your business and live events. Events like home and garden shows, boat shows, RV shows, outdoor events, and much more. I'm your host, Gary Neidert. Welcome to today's episode, There's Power in Postcards. Here's what we'll cover today. Why postcards? Types of postcards to send, the invite, the thank you, the follow-up, the update, and then we'll have some bonus information today. The $40,000 mattress man. That'll be a good one. Well, who is Gary Neidert? Since 1992, I've worked with home improvement companies to help them market their business in our live events, specifically the Dallas and the Fort Worth Home and Garden shows, the Texas Home and Garden Show Houston, Texas Home and Garden Show Las Colinas, and other shows along the way. I'm a husband. I've been married for over 22 years. I'm a father with one daughter. She is a social media rock star and works for a nonprofit organization based here in Dallas, helping them with their social media. I'm a grandfather. I've got a grandson who will be 5 years old in February and a granddaughter who will be 2 years old in December. I'm a podcaster. Some of my hobbies, I like to read about marketing. I like developing YouTube videos. I've got a Honda Trail 90 that I'm working on fixing up. My background, when in college, I enjoyed getting junk mail or direct mail, and I still do. Since then, I've been a student of direct response marketing, as you probably figured that out by now. I've applied marketing principles to selling exhibit space, as well as working with my clients as they exhibit in the home and garden shows, helping them to market their business. While I'm doing this podcast, I want to be able to inspire, inform, teach, and entertain. And I want us to go outside the comfort zone together. We're going to the discomfort zone. I guess I've made a word up. I've not seen that in the dictionary, but I've made some decisions where there are things I'm going to do that are outside of my comfort zone because there's a lot that I want to accomplish. And so my goal is that if I can inspire you to get outside of your comfort zone where it's relating to exhibiting in live events, marketing your business in live events or other areas, I want us to get out there together and get out of our comfort zone so we can get stuff accomplished. So let's get right into this. Today's episode, I'm going to be talking about there's power in postcards. So why postcards? Well, number one, they're quick and easy to read. You get a postcard in the mail. You don't have to open it up. The envelope, there's no trying to rip it open, trying to figure out how to get into it. It's right there. Boom. You get it out of the stack of mail and you read it right there. It's quick and easy to read. It cuts through the clutter. And especially if you use the neon colors for the paper itself, neon blue, neon yellow. I've used the neon orange, all kinds of different colors, and it helps cut through the clutter. And that's why I think there's power in postcards. It can be highly targeted to your particular prospect, your ideal prospect. Okay, the types of postcards to send: invite to see you at a show. That's number one. Number two, the thank you postcard. Number three, follow-up invite postcard. Number four, the update postcard. Well, let's talk about invite to see you at a show. This is the postcard that you want to send out to prospects, people on your mailing list that have not purchased anything from you. They're not purchasing your products. They haven't purchased your service yet. but they're an ideal prospect. They're in your list of names that you have that you send stuff to. Invite them to the show that you're going to be exhibiting at. And you tell them, hey, I want to welcome you. I'd like to invite you to come by and see me at my booth. I'll be in booth number 446 at the Dallas Home and Garden Show, March 4 through 6 at Dallas Market Hall. And provide a discount coupon. Most show producers will allow you to do that on the postcard. I know that we can make that happen for you if you want to do that on the postcard. We just need to get together and making sure that all the wording is correct and all that kind of thing on the message for the discount part on our end, but we can certainly make that happen. But you make available to your invitee a small gift of high perceived value if they come by to see you at your booth. They have to come to your booth to pick up their gift, their free gift. Make sure you tell them it's a free gift to you. So there you go. Invite to see you at the show. Use your house list. And if you don't have a house list or if you've not collected a group of names, target a specific zip code that you want to work in. And the post office offers a neighborhood postage. I'm not sure how this works. I do know that you can go in and request a postcard go to specific neighborhood. I don't know how they have that arranged. I don't know what the cost is, but it's available. Or you can select a zip code and compile a list yourself. If you want to do that through Google, you're welcome to do that. But there are companies where you can buy a list of homeowners in the particular zip code that you're wanting to target, or they may have a specific neighborhood area that you could get a list of names from. That would be your ideal. That would be your ideal prospect list. And in matter of fact, I've got a client. He does exactly that. He sends a postcard to a specific neighborhood or neighborhoods, advertising his product. And it's his demographics, the people that has the, they have the money. They would need his product, and it works very well for him. So you send the postcard to that group of people, inviting them to see you at the show that you're going to be exhibiting at with your booth number, the show name, the date, and the location with a discount coupon, and telling them to come pick up their free gift for coming to the show, stopping by to see you. Invite to see you at the show. The next one, the thank you postcard. We've talked about this before, but it's a pre-printed thank you postcard. You're exhibiting in a show. You get through talking with someone. You know, they've either given you their name and address as a lead, or they've set up an appointment for you to come follow up with them later on. You have a postcard that's pre-printed that says, thank you for stopping by my booth today. I look forward to answering any questions that you have. Thank you, and that's it. And you mail it the day that you get the lead or the appointment. That day, don't wait. You mail it out that day. Let's say that you got a lead on Friday, and by chance, if everything just worked right, you sent that out on Friday night and they got it Saturday. Boy, would you be a hero in their eyes. They get that on Saturday and they go, wow, these guys are on the ball. Even if it makes it to their house or to their address on Monday or Tuesday, that's still going to be saying something for you. Now, on this kind of thing for the thank you postcard, you can also do the same thing with an email address. You send an email that just states, thank you for stopping by my booth today. I'll look forward to answering any questions that you might have. If you need anything or have any, if you need anything or have any questions in the future, please let me know. Thank you again. And let it go at that. Send it out. Nothing really salesy about it, but just just a thank you. That's all they need. They don't need to be sold right then again. And you could send the email out that day, and they would receive, if you send the email out within 30 minutes after talking with them, they could be walking through the show and they get the email saying, thank you for stopping by my booth today. Man, what a deal. You know, that could make a big impression on them before they get to your competitor. And I very seriously doubt if your competitors are doing anything like this. Okay, the next postcard, the follow-up invite. If after a show is all said and done and you didn't sell the job, if the appointment flaked out, if it canceled on you, if it didn't turn into a sale, still send a thank you note. Especially if you went to the appointment and it didn't turn into a sale, send a thank you note that says, thank you for allowing us to show you our product or service. If there's anything we can help you with in the future, let us know and let it be done with it. And then after that, send another invitation to the next show you're going to be exhibiting in. Do the same thing as before. Provide a discount coupon, the booth number, the show, the name of the show, the location, all that good stuff, and tell them to stop by your booth to pick up a free gift as an incentive for them to come to the show. So that's the follow-up invite postcard. The next one is the update postcard. Again, if the appointment or the lead doesn't turn into a sale, send a note. Has anything changed since the last time we talked? If there's anything we can help you with in the future, let us know. And offer a special. Whatever it is that you sell, offer them some kind of a discount or special to buy your service. Thank them again for allowing you to show them your product or service. And send it out. Nothing real big. It's just keeping your name and your phone number in front of them. Later on, send another invitation to the next show you're going to be exhibiting in to the person who did not turn into a sale. Like I said before, provide a discount coupon, which you get from the show producer. You know, do the gift thing as an incentive to bring them to the show. So that was the update postcard. Now, you can take that a step further. If the lead or the appointment did turn into a sale, I'd still go ahead and send them another thank you card. Send a thank you card and invite them to the next show that you're exhibiting in and continue to do the same thing. Provide a discount coupon. Tell them to stop by your booth to get a small gift that your guest would actually enjoy. And you might have a few of these that's made up just for past clients. I mean, it's hard to gauge how many you would actually get. Maybe you could send it to do an RSVP. And if you'll RSVP, I'll have a free gift waiting for you at the booth, and make it different from what you give to anybody else that would come that hasn't done business with you before. Now, here's the real cool thing about this. When they come to your booth and you give them their free gift and they're already clients, they've enjoyed what you did for them, they're talking about it to their neighbors while they're at the show. Ask your past client for referrals right there at the show. Now, let's go one more step beyond. Ask your past client to invite their friends to the show that you're going to be at that weekend and tell them that you'll make a way for them to get a discount coupon. Or you could even have a VIP passes waiting for them at the will call at the show box office. The power of postcards. Why postcards are quick and easy to read and they cut through the clutter. The types of postcards to send. Invite to see you at a show. This is for whenever you're going to be exhibiting in a show, and you send a postcard that gives your booth number, the show name, the date, and location. The thank you postcard. This is the one that you send when people come and talk to you when you're exhibiting at the show. They've given you their contact information, whether they set up an appointment or whether it's just a lead, send them a thank you postcard and send them a thank you email. And then there's the follow-up / invite email. This is for the prospect that didn't turn into a sale. Send them a thank you note. Thank you for allowing us to show us our product or service, and then send another invitation to the next show that you're going to be in. And then there's the update postcard. This is if the appointment doesn't turn into a sale, just to let them know, hey, has anything changed since we last talked? And then send another invite to the show. The last one, this is for the one who did turn into a sale for you, do the same sequence all over again where you send them a postcard, provide a discount coupon, tell them that they're going to get a gift. And if they come up and see you and then when they come to see you, have something available that you could give them if they would provide some referrals for you, especially if they would invite them to the show to come that weekend. There you go. If you do that, if you apply those few things right there, you're going to be light years ahead of your competition, because based on what I know and talking with all my different clients, they don't do that kind of thing. The bonus information, the strange secrets of the $40,000 mattress man. I subscribe to a newsletter the newsletter comes, and then later on in the month, there is a CD that's also mailed. And on the CD is an interview that's done, usually hosted by a guy by the name of Dave D, who works for GKIC. And I always look forward to the interviews. There's some really cool information they always provide. The one that was sent out for October, the most recent one, that's who it was. It was a guy that he started off in wholesale furniture. He connected up with a guy that had a furniture store, retail furniture store. He bought into it. His name is Jeff. Jeff bought into the store. They started selling mattresses. They eventually got into the very, very high-end market with a $40,000 mattress. What I'm about to play for you is a clip from this CD I received, and it's his story talking about what he does in live events. There's a whole lot of information in here, if a lot of ideas that can be extracted from this, but I want you to listen to it real close. And then I'll come back and give you my thoughts on it after it's done. So here we go. Take a listen.
You know, so that's how we launched it. Like, you know, really pointing our advertising at where the affluent people were. We did a food and wine expo. I'm dangerous enough around wine and know my way around a conversation. And wouldn't you know it, the mattress guys had the best giveaway at the food and wine event. Yeah, we had like a $1,200 basket we were giving away for collecting names. Wow. You know, that show turned out like a 7-8-1 return on investment. We went big on that one, spent a lot of money on the space. But yeah, it was all targeting where that affluent person is hanging out is how we launched that brand. And then
how
the scripting
cool
and choreography of working with them in the store.
Yeah, and I want to get to that. But what a great, great strategy and tip you just gave to everybody, which
yep.
is how many other mattress stores were at this Food and Wine Expo?
None.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Well,
right.
And I'll say this. It's very easy to, if you're listening and you're going in like these out-of-category places, it's very easy on the first go around to negotiate and say, I want to be the only person in my niche at your thing, because they're not even thinking about it. And they're thinking ahead like, well, this will mean he'll come back year after year after year. And you'll have to decide your return on investment. But what it does is it doesn't allow your competition to copy you now.
Oh, well,
so you essentially like kind of power play them out of copying you.
Right. And from the event organizer's standpoint, they're like, fine, because, you know, they don't think anybody else is going to do it, which
right.
Which they're not for a while.
Right.
I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, you had the gift basket, you collected names. What did you do after the event? I mean, did you make appointments? What exactly happened there that helped you monetize it to get those results that you did?
Yep. So we would – our standard procedure for events in general, including the Food and Wine event, is we collect names. We'll typically offer something at the booth to get that name. So we have great massage chairs, great foot massage items. So we'll offer for people to sit down, and while they're doing that, we'll ask them to fill out the entry slip for the contest. So a little bit of give, you know, a little bit of offer and reward, and in exchange for their information, that information we would typically enter on tablets right into, you know, for us Infusionsoft, and we really strive that by the end of the show, everybody's gotten an initial welcome message from us. You know, welcome to the Gardner's family. Here's the information we gave you, and here's how you might use that to begin waking up happy and pain-free. And then everything just follows along our follow-up system for who we now call leads. We just follow up and drive them into the store to make them become prospects, and then the goal is to become customers. So everything has its own system and pathway. Are just a new front door in your marketing. That's really all they are. And you just need to think about them that way. It's not a be-all and end-all. It's a new front door. It's really an advertising medium is what it is.
Sure. I love that there's a theme that's coming through here, Jeff, and that is you're someone who takes action and takes it quickly. So I love what you said, and correct me if I'm wrong if I didn't hear it correctly, but I jotted it down, was that you wanted them to get a message from you before the show ended.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yep. That's beautiful. I mean, what an impact that makes. What a lot of most trade show people go to trade shows don't do that, right? They collect.
Well, they don't even collect names.
They don't even collect names. Well, yeah, that's exactly right. And then if they do, then most of them don't do anything with them. And then for the people who do something with them, it takes them forever to do it. So you put them right into the system right away, and you've got a whole system set up that follows up and gets them into the store. I mean, it's just that's huge. I mean, that's again, what a great. So, where are your prospects meeting, and how can you get in front of them? I love it, love it, love it, love it. Okay.
Okay. So, what'd you think about all that? Did you like that? I really did. I mean, I could see a bunch of ideas that could apply for a lot of different businesses that participate in our shows. But one of the things that I do want to point out, he talked about, he went to the wine tasting show. He was the only mattress guy in the show, and he was able to develop an exclusive there because nobody had ever approached the wine show before. That's great. That's great for the wine show. Typically, for an established show like a Home and Garden show, and a lot of the others, RV, boat shows, whatever, it might be a little bit difficult to become the exclusive person in a show with your product or service, with the exception of buying a sponsorship. A good example of that in the State Fair of Texas, I think it was Mattress Firm, one of the big mattress companies, was a sponsor for the State Fair of Texas, which allowed them to be the only mattress company in the State Fair, as I understand it. But I do know when I went last year to the State Fair, every building that I went into, that mattress company was at the front door in every building I was at. So they paid a lot of money to be the title sponsor at the State Fair of Texas with their mattresses. It's a doable deal, but typically you got to pay to be a title sponsor. Now, we do have title sponsorships available with our shows, the Home and Garden shows. And for someone who wants to do that, there's a lot of extra promotion that goes into that with the radio, the TV, the print, and all that kind of thing. It'll be difficult a lot of times to be the exclusive person with a particular product or service without doing something along those lines. But the rest of this was really, really good. Another thing that stood out, whenever they had people come into their booth, they'd have them sit down in a chair. They had a massage chair. They would also give foot massages. While the prospects were getting a foot massage, all of a sudden, those feel-good endorphins are running through the prospect's head and going, oh, yeah, this is relaxing. This is really good. And the guys working the booth were taking down the information from the prospect of their mailing information and all that good stuff. So it was a little easier to get the information from them. And it connected. It did a lot of things on several different levels while having the prospect sit in the massage chair with getting their foot massaged. And one of the big things that these guys do is they follow up on the leads. They follow up in a major, major way. They have a very unique system of how they do that, and it works for them. And they sell a lot. If you want to get some more information on this CD, or if you want to get the CD, you'll have to be, you'd have to sign up to be a member of GKIC. But I will provide that information for you, a link to where you can go find out more about what all is, what GKIC is, and it's GKIC.com. And they talk about marketing, direct response marketing, and all kinds of cool things. Not only if you become a member, not only can you get this this particular episode, this particular CD, the interview, but you'll have access to several months of past interviews, as well as the newsletters. And they're always good to get. But again, I'll have this information up, but you should enjoy this. The clip was... it was Dave D that interviewed Jeff Giannacavo. Hope I got the name right. So I hope you enjoyed that. I think I certainly did. I certainly did. Okay, so on our future topics, some of them will be beware of crabs. Beware of crabs. Beware of the shiny object. Beware of big promises, especially from a new show or a new business. Confessions of a Seasoned Exhibitor. And this will be a part of the interviews that I'll be introducing along the way. Be looking for an interview to replay the end of December. And it will be Russell Mims with Family Safe of Texas. I was able to sit down with him and talk with him about his business and what he does at the shows. Really, really good interview. I enjoyed visiting with Russell on this. Why do home and garden shows? Don't sell the job, sell the appointment. Stack the deck in your favor. Market your business in live events and let prospects know you will be at an event. So the next episode, beware of crabs. Beware of crabs. That'll be an interesting one. Well, this podcast was made possible by the Texas Home and Garden Show series. We produce home and garden shows in Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, and Las Colinas. If you're ready to influence your ideal prospect live, in person, and face-to-face, contact me about marketing your business in our next series of shows like Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, and Las Colinas. For show information, call me direct at 972-771-7899. Now, in the near future, you'll be able to find us on Facebook as well as iTunes, but I have to get my social media rock star daughter involved and get help me with how to set all that stuff up. But as soon as I have it set up, I'll let you know. And if you would go in and like the Facebook page and whatever it is that need to do to follow us, I would greatly appreciate that. Remember, when you're working on your advertising calendar, always consider marketing your business to your prospects at live events, like our home and garden shows. It's your chance to show and sell. Now, you can do that, right? Well, I want to thank you for listening today. I'm Gary Neidert, and you've just experienced the Exhibitor Report podcast. You're listening to the Exhibitor Report podcast, episode number 9. Number nine. If you remember that, I've just given my age away.